بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, just some first a couple of clarifications based on some questions that some of my friends asked me. So let me address them. Now, one was one of my dear friends asked me whether his time in the gym falls into maintenance time or effective time. So I told him that inshallah, the time that you spend in the gym is your effective time, because it helps you to achieve your life goal. It helps you keep yourself, your body in good shape. And therefore, it's not maintenance time, it is effective time. And especially in addition to just going to the gym, while you are doing the exercise, doing your exercise, you also do dhikr. That's a very good idea. As you do exercise, do dhikr, read durood. My time is, that's my time for reading durood, for sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallam, because you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on the one who sends salat and salam on Rasulullah sallam. So imagine if instead of counting so many repetitions, count so many durood. And inshallah, alhamdulillah, this is beneficial. So, that's one thing. So, maintenance time. The other thing is the question of the faraid of ghusl. Alhamdulillah, many people mentioned to me that this is the first time that they heard about it, that nobody told them that, nobody taught them that. This is unfortunately the tragedy that we have, and that's the reason why also it is so important to ensure that we learn. Because as you and I know, ignorance is not a defense in law. So saying I didn't know is not sufficient. It is our job to find out. And as I demonstrated to you, to learn the faraid of ghusl takes you just about 10 seconds. And if you say that you don't have 10 seconds to invest in your life, then what does that say about your sense of priority? So please don't do that to yourself. The one thing which I forgot to mention as far as ghusl is concerned is that there are some differences of opinion among the different madhabs, between the Hanafi and the Shafi'i and so forth. One of them is that it's necessary to make wudu at the end of the ghusl. So if you follow that madhab, you can do that. The other one is to say that making wudu at the end of ghusl is not necessary. The ghusl suffices. But what both are clear about is that if you touch your private parts, then you will need to make wudu. The ghusl is intact. The ghusl doesn't go, does not get nullified by touching your private parts. But the wudu gets nullified. So if you do that, if you happen to do that accidentally or deliberately, then you must make wudu again, and that's a separate wudu that you are making. To come back to the topic of managing your time, the most important thing to remember, and I'm reiterating, I think I probably mentioned this in the first instance. If I didn't, then my apologies, but it all begins with being structured with regard to yourself. And it begins with writing down your life goal. Because at the end of the day, in order to be structured, in order to assess whether you are using your time appropriately, correctly or not, it is important to have a standard against which you are going to judge your actions. So if you ask me, are you using your time well, I cannot answer that unless I have a standard of what my time should be used for. So if I have that standard, then I say, if I'm using my time for that purpose, then I say, yes, I think it is being used well. And if I don't have that, then the opposite. But unless I have the standard, I can't say it. So it's very important to write down your life goal. Well, there are many ways of doing that. And remember, it doesn't matter what age you are, there is never a right time to do the right thing. Every time is the right time to do the right thing. No matter how old or young you are, there is a time when you, the minute you realize that you should have a life goal, then make sure that you get one. Now, the many ways of doing that. One of the easiest ones is to imagine that you are listening to somebody making a speech about your achievements. So imagine that you are at a felicitation program where people, you have retired just now, or you are leaving your job and going somewhere else, and your friends and colleagues have gathered together to felicitate you, and somebody who knows you very well is making a speech and talking about your achievements. Now ask yourself, what would you like to hear in that speech? And write those things down. So what would you like to hear in that speech? The speech will obviously, you are imagining it. So imagine that it covers every conceivable aspect of your life. The speech covers your principles, your ethics and morals. It covers your achievements, material achievements. It covers the nature of you as a person, what kind of person you are. It covers your relationships with people in your official situation, in your personal situation. So remember, you are only imagining somebody making that speech. So you can put whatever you like in that speech. Write all that down. And then based on that, you create a life goal statement. That this is what I want to do in my life. This is my life goal. So I sometimes tell people, imagine, ask yourself this question, what would you like to be remembered for? What would you like to be remembered for? Now, sometimes I get, and this is the challenge of working with Muslims. May Allah protect us from this. A lot of people do funny things. They say, no, brother, but you know, I am very sincere and I don't work. I don't care if I'm not remembered, right? So I would like to be forgotten, and so on and so forth. I'm only doing ikhlas. I'm doing things with ikhlas. I'm not trying to please anybody. Please believe me. I like to quote Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi in this. One of the things that people normally talk, they say, in my humble opinion, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi said that, anyone who says in my humble opinion is not being humble, right? So to do think about that. And all of this business of, I don't want to show anybody. Nobody is asking you to show anybody. I'm just saying, for the purpose of this exercise, try to think about this in a way to get you some kind of, sense of what you are doing. If you still don't want to do that, you want to do it in your own way, please go ahead. The point being that you must be able to clearly state what is it that you that you want to be remembered for, meaning what is it that you are known for, what is your differentiator in life. Without differentiation, you are nothing. You are a grain of rice in a sack, as I keep saying all the time, and that's important to remember that, not be a grain of rice in a sack. So what's your differentiator? What do you want to be remembered for? So sit down, write those things, and then write a goal statement. You say, this is what I want to be remembered for. Now, that is what will drive you, and that is what will also give you a meter, a criterion to judge how you are spending your time. So if you spend, for example, 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day watching Netflix, obviously that's great for Netflix. That's how Netflix makes money, because there are people like you sitting and watching that next Netflix for 1 hour a day. That is 30 hours per month. That is 365 waking hours. 365 waking hours per year. If you take those 365 waking hours and you divide them, so you take 365 waking hours and you divide them by 8 as a waking day, that amounts to 45.6 days. So say 46 days. 46 days per year, which is close to 2 months, right? 1.5 months. You are spending watching Netflix. Now think about what else you could have done. As I said, I mean, I would love to say things like, oh, but you see, I could be doing dhikr. I know you won't do it, I won't do it for that many, for that much of time. But what else could you be doing? Something which is slightly more beneficial for yourself. We are not talking here about anybody else. I'm saying you're kissing your time goodbye. You're giving away this time, 365 hours for the year. You're giving it up to Netflix for free. You know, one of my benefits of being an independent consultant is that I have an actual number on my billing time, which is what do I bill for my time if I am working for somebody per hour, what is my hourly rate. So you could do that. You could say 365 hours multiplied by your hourly rate. What would that come to, right? So think about that and say that many dollars worth of my life I am giving away. And really, I mean, I'm just giving you these numbers to get you an idea. But that time is not, your time is worth a lot more than that. As I mentioned in the first one, the truly appropriate way to assess the value of the time is to imagine the same time being given back to you at the time of your death. What would you do with 45 days or 46 days extra in your life when you are at the moment when you're dying? 46 extra days in your life. Imagine what you could do. You could write your own script for Jannah. But that's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. It is only an exercise for us to try to understand the true value of the time that you and I just waste and just goes away. Alhamdulillah, I can also tell you that if you become conscious of this, then it is actually possible to say without exaggeration that you do not waste even a single minute of your life. It is possible to lead your life in such a way that every single minute of your life is accounted. And for those of you to whom this sounds very tedious and boring, believe me, it is great fun. It is great fun. There is nothing amusing or enjoyable about throwing your life away. Anyone who thinks that is a born loser, as far as I'm concerned. So I hope there are, we don't have any of that on these groups. So please, write down your life goal. Create that. And then create a structure to achieve that life goal. And the way to do that, I've already mentioned, so I'm not going to repeat that. It is to record every moment of your life. It's very easy to do. It's not difficult. This weekend I'm teaching a course tomorrow I'm teaching a course in the Islamic Society of Western Massachusetts, ISWM in Springfield, called Life Goal Planning, in which we will be talking about all of this in detail. Those of you who get this, most welcome to come to that course. But as I said, at the end of the day, it is your life and you are responsible for whatever happens in it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives meaningfully, thoughtfully and powerfully to create goodness all around ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.